I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. We got a lot to talk about in this episode right now. The Blackhawks have made some moves. We got a new player arriving, and we have a player leaving. We're going to go get into that. We're going to tell you where the Blackhawks currently stand in the Connor Bedard race, and we're going to preview tonight's game against the St. Louis Blues. It should be a good one in that matchup. But first, let's get into some news that the Blackhawks have made. The first thing we do, we got a new player that has now officially agreed to terms for the Blackhawks. Yes, the Blackhawks announced that they have signed and agreed to terms with forward Brett Cini. Now, he's on a one-year deal. That's a two-way contract that runs to the 2023-2024 season. Now, it is a $775,000 cap hit right now. Now, Cini is 27 years old. He made his Blackhawks debut on January 6th against the Arizona Coyotes, and he has scored one goal in seven games this season. Now, look, he has played also in 50 contests with the Rockford IceHogs of the American Hockey League during the 2022-2023 campaign, tying for second on the club in assists, which currently sits at 29. He also ranks third on the team with 48 points, and that's 19 goals and 29 assists. Now, look, the 5'9", 167-pound forward has registered 14 points, 6 goals, and 8 assists in his 62 career NHL games with the Blackhawks in 2022-2023 and the Toronto Maple Leafs in 2021-2022 and the New Jersey Devils in the 2018-2022 campaign. And he also compiled 188 points, which is 66 goals and 122 assists in 241 career American Hockey League games. Cini hails from Ontario. He was originally drafted by New Jersey in the sixth round. He was the 157th pick overall in the 2015 NHL draft. So it's going to be very interesting to see him play and see what he can contribute to. And in order to be a part of this team, especially being young and a proven player, and a lot of these proven deals to me, this seems like a two-way deal where, look, we're going to give you some time. We're going to give you some action. And we see if you can stick. If you can, great. If you can't, hey, we might have to get rid of you. It's only a short-term deal, what this looks like. And it's all about producing. And when I'm saying producing, if you're not producing, they're probably going to get rid of you. Or they're going to assign you somewhere else, just like the Blackhawks also did another move, because the Blackhawks announced that they have assigned forward Mike Hartman to the Rockford IceHogs of the American Hockey League. Now, Hartman is 24 years old. He skated in 8 games with the Blackhawks during the 2022-2023 campaign. He's also appeared in 49 games with the Rockford IceHogs this season, registering 16 points, 4 goals, and 12 assists. The forward has tallied 5 points, 1 goal, and 4 assists in his 37 career NHL games with the Blackhawks from 2020 to 2023. Now, a big reason for this one right now, he has played a total of like 8 games with the Blackhawks. Guess how many points he had? 0. That's probably the reason why he got assigned down to Rockford IceHogs. Look, even though the season's almost coming to an end, if you can't produce on this team, they're going to assign you, or they'll find someone else who can produce. They're not playing because they want to see who works, who fits, and who's going to be a part of this future or not with this Chicago Blackhawks team. So it's going to be very interesting to see, like, hey, who's going to be a part of this team, who's not? Because, look, we traded a lot of assets. We're getting a lot of draft picks. We're about to bring in a lot of players here. Look, we just traded away Patrick Kane. We got some picks here. So, look, if you're not going to fit, we're going to find someone who will fit, or we're going to sign you somewhere else, and hopefully you get it going there. And if you don't get it going with the Rockford IceHogs, your career with the Blackhawks will be very short overall, and it might be short for an NHL team, because who's going to really want to take a player who's not doing so good on one of the worst teams right now in the NHL? So you got to really think about that one. Now, speaking of that overall, like I said, we're talking about the future. We got to talk about what's going on with Connor Bedard now, because we got to see where we're standing overall for the Blackhawks in this race. So first off, if you must know, the Blackhawks are currently the worst team as it stands in the NHL right now when it comes to terms to points right now. Now, the Blackhawks current standing, they played a total of 74 games. Their record right now is 24-44-6, and they have had 54 points, and they're currently right now on a 6-game losing streak right now. That is really, really bad for them, or good, depending if you want Connor Bedard. And speaking of Connor Bedard, I want to give you an update right now, because the Sharks did beat the Winnipeg Jets. So they leaped in the Hawks in the standings. So that's big news if you're trying to get to Connor Bedard. So now they leaped him. That's why the Blackhawks are currently right now the worst team in the Western Conference right now. So if you look at it, the updated Bedard race right now, the worst team right now, who could probably got the best chance to get him, is the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have a total of 53 points. Right behind them is the Chicago Blackhawks. They have a total of 54 points. Like I said, the San Jose Sharks did leap them because they beat the Winnipeg Jets. So they have now 55 points. And trailing behind them are the Anaheim Ducks right now, who have 56 points. Now, this is going to be very interesting overall to see who's going to get Connor Bedard here. So look, the Blackhawks are now the second worst team when it comes to overall record in both points and point percentage. Okay, they're just 1 point ahead of the Columbus Blue Jackets now. Now look, there's 8 games remaining, and it appears like any win right now could mess up this race. So do you really, really want this team to win against the St. Louis Blues? Now look, you still might do this and may not get Connor Bedard, but would you want to better your chances overall to get the likes of a Connor Bedard? I don't know. It depends on, like, there's certain fans who always feel like, no, I want my team to keep playing hard and I want them to win as many games as they can. And some people are like, look, tank, lose so we can get the best player as we can and better our chances. And I get that. I just want to feel like, look, I just want players who are part of the future or people who could be a part of the future. I want them to play well so I can see they can be a part of this building team with either a Connor Bedard or whoever. Like I said, this is a strong draft. Some people say this is a strong 4-person draft. So no matter what, the Blackhawks are going to probably get a player who's going to be able to play right away. That's what they're saying about this draft. 4 players that can play right away. So whatever you do, you can get a player. But Connor Bedard is a franchise changer. He is a face of a league type of person. And that can speed up your rebuild very, very quickly in the NHL. And don't you want that overall? You don't want to see seasons like these, because it's been a tough season overall for the Chicago Blackhawks. So the question is, do you really want that win against the St. Louis Blues? And speaking of the St. Louis Blues, they will be taking on the Blackhawks. They're going to be coming to the UC and they're going to play a game tonight. It's going to be very interesting right now. The St. Louis Blues have a record right now of 34-34-6. Why, we already told you the Blackhawks record. Now, right now, head to head, the Blackhawks have been 1-2 against the Blues overall. Now, like, we know we're on a 6-game losing streak, and the St. Louis Blues are just coming off a victory right now. And matter of fact, their last 10 games overall, the St. Louis Blues has been pretty okay. They've been 6-3-1, while us in our last 10 games, we've been 2-7-1. Now, we're still dead last when it comes to goals per game that we're allowing on the offensive end, only averaging 2.4, while St. Louis is more in the middle of the pack, currently ranked 16th right now, averaging 3.3. Now, also, we're not that good when it comes to goals allowed right now. We're currently ranked 25th, allowing 3.3 goals a game. But St. Louis is just worse than us. They're allowing 3.4. They're currently ranked 27th right now. So this could be one of those 3-4 or 2-3 type of games. It's going to be really tough overall. This is a game, honestly, the Blackhawks could win. They could beat this team. I mean, St. Louis Blues right now are kind of struggling themselves right now. They're in the Western Conference. They're currently ranked 11th overall. I don't know if they're really trying to fight for a playoff push here, because they're kind of behind the pack. So they're kind of more in that weird space that teams do not want to be in. You're not too bad to get like a really good player right away, and you're not good either. You're stuck in the middle. I think stuck in the middle overall is never good in any sport. And that's what the St. Louis Blues have been of late, which is kind of sad because they've been one of the better teams of late. So it's kind of tough to see this team overall play the Blackhawks. And this is a team, honestly, that, like I said, the Blackhawks could beat overall. One player I really want to look at is Taylor Radish right now to see what he can do overall, or Lucas Reichel. See if these players can produce anything for the Blackhawks. And I'm going to also look at Seth Jones. Those 3 players I'm definitely going to look at in this game to see what they can do and see if they can overcome. The thing is, the Blackhawks probably would do what they always do, is attack early. But remember, their last game, they did look kind of sluggish against the Dallas Stars. Now, if they come off with a performance like that, it could be over very quickly and very early for the Chicago Blackhawks in this game. But if they jump ahead early and try to maintain that momentum, they could beat this team. And if you beat this team, that could hurt your chances for Connor Bedard if you care about that. So it's something to consider to think about with this Blackhawks team. But it's going to be a very interesting game to watch. I'm going to be tuning in and we're going to be recapping that game and more on the next episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I want to thank you guys for listening. As always, I'm Brandon Fryer. Until next time.